avant-garde is French for vanguard.
Welcome to Jump at the Turnstile. I am Jez Bott.
And I am Timmy Tucker.
How you got over there, mate?
Yeah, good, mate.
Yeah, you're good. It's been a while since we've been in the studio.
Just you say that every time.
Yeah, I know.
Such a catchphrase.
Catchphrase. It is avant-garde, isn't it?
Yeah, it is avant-garde. Because we went to the NGV.
The NGV, National
Gallery of
Victoria.
Okay. National Gallery of Very Avant-Garde.
Very Avant-Garde.
They've got that Japanese artist. I can't remember what's her name?
Yoko.
Yeah, Yoko. It had Yoko.
It reeked of bongs.
It reeked of Yoko. Someone did a Yoko in here.
It reminded me of like Yoko Ono's like moldy doona. You know what I mean? I don't know. What is art?
isn't that what you got to ask with your hands behind your back while you stand in front of a picture of some chick's tits?
And it makes me emotionally
erect.
Emotionally erect. Every time I look at it. No, yeah. It's, the city was cranking when we went.
Oh, it was heaving, mate.
It was heaving. A lot of tennis dudes and whatnot.
Oh, is that what the deal was?
Yeah.
Right.
So we go into the exhibition, you would call it?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
And she started off in the 60s or something like
50s, that. 50s and 60s.
Yeah. And I don't know, how did you feel about the poo shoes?
Poo shoes? Yes. The shoes with poos all over them?
Yeah.
Were they poos or were they dicks?
I don't know if they were dicks or poos, but she'd get cloth and then like...
Fill it full of
stuffing or whatever, and then spray paint it silver, and then stick them on chairs and stick them in
yeah, like, so it's
a
like,
boat with like heaps of poos in them.
Yeah, it was a ladder with heaps of dicks on them.
Yeah. And then some of her clothes was the orgy. Orgy dress?
Orgy dress with the tits cut out and the...
It was a three-piece, so you'd, like three women would be in the dress and then one woman would have just like one left tit out.
Are we to stand there and assume that it had actually been in an orgy?
It definitely was.
Because you'd have to put it to test.
Put it running through the ringer.
Does the orgy rag really mop up the event, you know?
I'm on screams of
and then when you're there, well, when you're there with your 12-year-old son, and he says, "Dad, what's an orgy?" Hopefully, you'll find out, son. But then that first bit was a bit avant garde.
Yeah, well, she was obviously in Jiggity Japan during a time.
The Japans,
and then
Do they really do orgies in Japan?
I think
is that an American?
I think they've got to have it.
No, they've got to have it.
Yeah. And then she obviously leaves Japan's in the mid-60s and then goes to New York. Concrete dreams.
Over here.
Concrete jungle where dreams are made.
Can't you see I'm trying to make art over here?
Coffee over here.
Get me my coffee.
Yeah. And then she obviously started taking acid.
I reckon
a lot of LSD up.
It reeked of LSD.
It so did.
LSD and mirrors. Lots of mirrors. Heavy on the mirrors.
One of my notes are mirrors art? If you just get a room full of mirrors, right, and you put some flashy lights in there and, you know, sell a tape. Is that art?
Yeah, well, it's like the age-old thing where you do a course in improving yourself, right? And like, let's just say, for example, The Secret. And they say, now what we're going to do is we're going to take you through what The Secret is. Now, The Secret is this elaborate system of, the universe giving back to you and all this kind of stuff. And then you get to the end and you go, right, what's the fucking secret? So you go out of the back of the book and they say, The Secret is you.
No, it's just a mirror.
It is.
In the last one.
Yeah.
So you look at yourself. You are the secret.
You are the secret.
I thought the art installation was. It wasn't about like, because everyone was lining up to go and see
the bit.
Yeah, like the next bit. Square room full of mirrors and you get
30, chandelier.
You get 30 seconds in and 30 seconds out.
Which is more than enough.
More than enough. But I believe that the lining up to see the mirror.
Is the secret.
Is the art.
Yeah, okay.
Where can I get people to line up in massive queues?
Yeah.
Pay $40 for the ticket to get in to see all your art. Subjectively. Subjective.
It is. It is. And then it's just a bunch of mirrors.
Bunch of mirrors.
Reflect you. Yeah, pretty much. Or a chandelier with you in it.
And then another room was just like wallpaper. This is your designed pumpkin wallpaper, yeah, I guess.
I've always...
It was just like a fucking rave. It was a side room of a rave.
It was. A good rave.
Well, Cass was saying to me, no. She invented all of it. Like, she
designed the design?
No, but just like coming up with the avant-garde mirror, you know, orgy suits. Like, she was the first one to do it. Because I was walking around going, hey, I've seen raves that look
back
exactly...
Back in my day, like an orgy suit was just a prophylactic. And you wear it with your birthday suit.
Yeah.
And they go together.
But the orgy dress, I don't know if she knew what an orgy was. Because like I was saying, like one was just a left tit.
Yeah.
And the other one was just the V cut out of her, you know, like from chest down.
Mm.
There was no, how you say...
Vagina hole?
Vagina hole. That's exactly what I was going to say.
I think you lift it off.
Yeah.
I think that's where it comes down to. But like... You know, like, I think I walked through there and went, I finally get it. I finally understand why all the soldiers and all the corporate sellouts and all that side of things that were against the hippies, I understand why they didn't like the hippies. Because,
yeah.
You know, like, is this what we fought for over there? Is this what Johnny was putting his stomach back in with his hands on the beach of...
face down in the muck.
In the muck and the mire. over there. And then you come back and all these hippies are going, don't, Bergen, war, don't do it. What's it for?
Yeah.
Hear me proud. Hear me loud. And but like the avant-garde part is to protest like that, but in the nude.
Yeah.
You see?
Well, you got to be nude.
And it's the birth of body paint.
Yes, definitely. Did you hear her song?
Oh, yeah. Have you got it there?
Did you take any?
I did take a little bit of footage of her. Rap and poetry. I know you like poetry.
Yeah.
Poetry and
motion. I thought you caught a train in there, Tim. Listen to this. You'll love this, punters. Oh. She's saying,
soap goes on, wash it, wash scrub a dub.
She says, hold on. From the sky, double. Oh, no, I can't read it. Someone's head's in the way. Embraced by the shadow. Oh, yeah, you go.
I got one. Same one. One thing I did find out about artists is that the true art is how hideous they become when they get old.
Yeah. You know she was saying, sounds of tears shed upon eating the colour of cotton rose. And then she goes on to say, I became a stone.
I'll say. Didn't she? Is that a misprint? I became stoned.
Yeah. But there's a lot of like fluoro stuff and mirrors, more mirrors, more fluoro.
I mean, like in the big scheme of things, the best way to die is to be stoned to death,
yeah, exactly.
Isn't it?
She's
a witch.
After we exited through the gift shop, now we're out the front waiting for you lot. After I bought my $20 magnet. I couldn't help myself.
Sure.
I thought
it was the cheapest thing.
The best art installation was the homeless crazy man outside the NGV in the big pond.
Oh,
there.
up to his waist in people's wishes.
Yeah.
Throwing him in the old drink there.
Yeah, and he was basically walking up and down, getting the 20 cents, getting the 50 cents.
I think the homeless bank, the craziness of mad homeless people and some of their mad actions, like shouting into the night, oh, they're fucking trying to get fucking chips in our teeth. I think that's the, they know that people are going to go, oh, mate, duck out of there for a minute. You know what I mean?
Well, the guy in the pond...
They're banking on it.
Yeah. And the guy in the pond is the type of person that makes the art.
He's avant-garde.
He's avant-garde.
Oh, I see what he's saying.
He's an artist, and we all pay to line up to see.
Oh, so we go through like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm with you. So we put ourselves through the corporate machine. When it spits us out the other end, you see true art for what it actually is.
Yeah.
Waist high in the fucking muck and mire.
And no one was approaching.
I'm with you.
Chlorinated bloody pond water, but no one was going up to the poor soul going, mate, are you all right? Do you want a fiver?
Yeah, I've washed my dick in my ass.
Yeah, he was naked.
He was.
Yeah. no police officers sort of...
Give him a fiver.
So this wear a Trump hat, you'll get kicked out of a pub, but you can go naked in a bloody pond and when there's families...
Scurrying for fives and tens.
What does that look like for the Melbourne community? Like, everyone's here from...
I dare to say avant-garde.
From overseas, oh geez, Melbourne bloody tennis
to the seas of the NGVs,
bloody awesome, and then you see this.
Yeah. But this is the thing, like with the bribing Bowser issue that we had in the last podcast. I was talking about Bowser that comes around and says, "Excuse me, mate, have you got $15?"
Oh yeah, the chicken.
I've got 8 too. And you were suggesting that I bribe her with a $50 note.
Yeah.
Right? But then...
Remember this face. Don't ask me for another year.
Yeah, but then the avant-garde to that is that she's going to go, oh, this spot pays out. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And then I'm relying on her mental stability and power of memory.
She's not going to remember.
No, she's not. So the kids told me not to encourage a scab by a big payout, because that's the kind of story when they're around the fire drum under the bridge.
Eating it like
tickling each other with feathers.
Eating a fish skeleton.
Yeah, on an upside down bin lid.
Yeah.
That's when they exchange tales of, once this dude gave me $50 just to fuck off. And that's how they respond.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we did that's it again. Oh so my God.
Yeah, this homeless thing's really paying off.
I think art leads to homelessness. Yeah. You either hit it big with the acid stuff, like the mirrors and the, you know.
Or you hit it big after you die.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the guy with the ear.
Mm. Van Gogh.
So he's an artist because he can actually paint. And yes, make pictures.
But he had a vicious Van Cough when he was alive. And the only way to cure it was to cut his ear off.
I think that's bullshit.
Yeah.
I think it's bullshit.
Yeah. Well, you think of who else in our society have had dealings with ears? You've got
Chopper.
You've got Chopper Reed.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Iron Mike Tyson
bites off Vanderbilt's ear.
Vandergoff's ear. But you got to have, like, what it is just a stroke of insanity.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So when we look at these paintings and we say, oh, he's colorful strokes. It's the strokes of a madman.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, one of the walls.
That's how he sees it.
One of the walls, we went into one of the big rooms, right? And it was just like that Okanui style.
Yeah.
You remember what Okanuis are, guys?
I'll go and look up Okanuis.
Okanuis are a board short, a surface short that goes right down to your ankles.
Yeah, it's a three-quarter length
It was a lot of that.
Slacks.
What was it, Mambo?
Mambo. Mambo Jembo.
Mambo, like art style.
Yeah.
But then, like, one of them, I was standing there with Audrey, and it was just one of her paintings was just like face. It was just like a really simple line drawing of faces, like done 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And I was going, oh, I don't mind this one. And Audrey goes, yeah, but you can see where she got bored of drawing the faces because they start to get really, like...
Lazy.
Lazy. And lazy. I was like, is that art?
No, that's where the barbiturates kicked in.
Yeah. Or dropped off.
Oh, no, that's where she hired a 15-year-old art student to finish her work.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Well, I've come up with a few ideas.
Yeah, let's...
Because you were saying to me, why don't you, bloody, I'll buy your canvas.
I did say that. I've got canvas in the roof. Because I was... My theory was that you see it as a big steaming pile of bullshit. So what I was going to say was that like in the simplicity of art, where you're standing there and you're inevitably going to say, I could do that. I wanted to see with a dude that doesn't pursue art, whether you could truly do that.
What, like right? Hunter Biden?
Yeah, Hunter Biden, for example, is a classic example. Well, what's some of the other serial killers that went on to painting? George Bush. So the test was going to be that, like, with no artistic skill base and just a canvas and a couple of bloody acrylics from the $2 shop,
yeah,
could you avant-garde?
Oh, bloody oath, mate. I'll show you. These are from my Instagram food that I did years ago on the work site. Okay. Can I just have a look at those little guys?
Oh, look, so it's like Instagram-style photos, and you've got... like impressions of like close up of stones and textures.
No, see what it is, right?
Water droplets.
What it is the black ply boards that you put down before you're doing a basement, concrete basement.
Yeah, gotcha.
And then that's just lightly water. That's just like rain that's fallen on these boards, black boards, and reflecting. So that's just like water droplets.
If you were able to like avant-garde that onto a canvas, people would be looking at that and going,
what the fuck?
He's amazing.
He's amazing.
He's amazing.
And I think just water on a black board.
That's what you say on the little plaque.
Water on a blackboard.
Water on a blackboard. And the next one is fingernails on a blackboard. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But you could do that. You could have an installation where it's things that irritate people. I know that Vanessa can't stand the sound of a shovel on concrete when it goes.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, right. That jerks her.
People are dragging their feet in Bunnings with the work boots.
Yeah, but then we make up this with, because we've got a studio here. We do a soundscape of sounds that that really boil your blood,
like babies crying.
Okay.
On a plane. Oh, that's it. That's it. So one of the installations is like it's plane cockpit. It's like a plane.
You sit on a plane.
You sit in the seats.
Yep.
And everyone's got a crying baby next to them. Or a fat guy.
Oh, no, you put the headphones on and it feeds you the sounds of a busy plane. Hustle bustle.
And then you're just about to doze off and they turn the lights on and offer you some fucking more food.
That's right. That the pilot comes in and says, we're just starting our descent, we should be landing in the next 4.5 hours. I'm going to give you a 5-minute update every 2 minutes.
Yeah,
out.
Put your seat up, get rid of the trays, we're going to land in 4 hours. Like, fucking hell, we've eaten 6 times in this flight to Canberra.
Yeah, that's true.
Can we just back off?
Yeah.
Can we back off?
Can you back off one time, Bowser?
I got to get a bloody passport.
Back off, Bowser. Maybe that's the campaign. Maybe I should be up there sitting in front of Coles with a sign going, donate here, back off, Bowser campaign. Community concerns.
You stand right next to her and she goes, this is my spot. And you go, no. I wonder who's going to give money more.
What is more valuable to this community, feeding the homeless or fucking getting rid of the cunts?
Well, the cost of living, Tim, I'm over.
Oh, the cost of living. Don't even get me started.
Oh, now, this morning I woke up to one of our family thread and the Casey Council.
I do want to address this.
Yeah, the Casey Council.
Where is Nary Casey?
Narrewarren.
Nazawaza.
Basically up that way.
Yeah.
The council have gone, well, we keep getting 10,000 complaints a year about people having bloody cars in their driveways and trailers and caravans and bloody shipping containers.
Yeah.
So what we'll do, right, instead of just like dealing with the person individually, is like, this bloody prick's got 16 cars in his front lawn. Can we do something about it, please, council? They've just gone, do you know what we do? We just charge everyone. If you've got a boat, a caravan, a shipping container, a large truck, anything, a jet ski, we're going to charge you $335 a year.
A cue the chop out sample. Yes. There you go. So $443. How they come to that fucking number?
I don't know.
For a truck You got your caravan there. So this is what
well, you got to register the caravan, register the truck, and then you got to pay because it's a big truck and a caravan.
And if it's a boat, you got to moor it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what they mean is we want more.
And the council got $31 million from fines and, you know.
That's the other thing I wanted to talk about.
What's this? Oh, wow. Another fine.
It's a parking fine because they stung me. Because you know how they make the signs
impossible to read.
Fucking convoluted that I read it as it was from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. is the time that they're going to charge you.
Mm.
And I was there at 7:30, so I'm like, oh, fuck. And I was going under the advice of the dude that hired me. So he goes, don't park in the fucking Wilson's parking thing. Park out in the street. It's free along there. So I was looking for a free spot. And then so I was blinded by the signs. No warning. I get this in the mail. $226.40 for parking. And it wasn't I wasn't paying very well for the gig, and I did my little maths on it. I was making 25 cents an hour.
Great.
To the dollar.
Awesome.
And of that, 30% is tax. Yeah. Tax will be taking that. Yeah, so I made 7 cents. 7 cents an hour on that one.
That should be enough.
But this is what my gripe is. They send me this in the mail saying, you know, reminder notice. And I never even bloody knew.
Mm.
There was no sticker on me thing. When do I get the first fucking notice? Or my community concern was somebody in the area that doesn't like parkers there.
Karen.
And the reason why this is even in place has gone past my thing and taken the ticket off to go, fuck this guy.
I don't even think they put tickets in anymore.
Well, how do we get our first warning?
Oh, you got to go to the email address and then get to the website and then don't
I've got things clocking up right now.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bloody outrage. I mean, give us a chop out. I mean, Trump's talking about getting rid of income tax. Can we get a little bit of the gas money that we sell? Can we get a chop out?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You know, did you see that not to get onto Trump on politics and stuff, but they stopped the Doge, you know, the Department of Spending or, you know.
Department of General
Equity. But anyway, it's to cut bullshit like. The fees and stuff.
Bureaucratic fees.
So anyway, they found out just as old mate Potato Head was going out of Biden, they stopped $50 million was going to Gaza for condoms.
What do you mean?
$50 million worth of condoms
were going to
Gaza. And when you're buying condoms by the million, like, dollars worth.
Mm.
I think it works out to be like a penny, a dinger. Right? 50 million of them? Yeah, and do you know what they're doing? Do you know what they're doing with them? They're filling up the dingers with air, right?
Yeah.
And or helium. And making big balloon, like a stack of balloons. And then, droning over bombs.
Right,
they're using it as anyway.
Wait, what do you mean they're using it as a?
So you get like a bunch of dingers,
and
you make like a big balloon party,
party,
and then you attach a bomb and a string, and then you know.
But the dingers can't hold bombs.
Well, look, this is just what I saw.
Safe bombs.
Anyway, let's get off.
Safe bombs.
Yeah.
Chuck a dinger on it.
I mean, but that's a lot of fucking.
That's a lot of fucking.
I don't think they want that. I think they might want water and freedom and peace. I've got this one here, Tim, just to shut that shit up.
Yeah.
Drucify, our brother, sent us a little reel about what words mean.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
And I hope you will too.
I haven't seen it.
You know? Haven't? Okay. Yeah. You'll be interested. I'll just press play now.
I'll be the judge of that.
Here you go, oh, just okay, it's loading up Facebook.
Yeah, why we say that we're feeling blue when we're sad is because ships traditionally flew blue flags when their captain passed away. Mm. And we say goodnight, sleep tight, because beds used to be supported by robes, so if you tighten the robes, the bed would get firmer and more comfortable to sleep on. And nosy people are called eavesdroppers because an eave is the part of a roof that extends past the walls of a home. So if someone was trying to overhear a conversation inside, they would stand right under it. A fiasco is a messy situation, but it also means flask in Italian. And when Italian glassmakers messed up one of their designs, they would scrap it and use the glass to make a generic flask instead. A fiasco. If you're being too loud, people will tell you to put a sock in it. And that's because gramophones didn't have volume control, so people would literally stuff socks into the horn to dampen the sound. And pulling all the stops actually comes from the fact that pipe organs do have volume controls. Each pipe is controlled by a knob called a stop, so if all the stops are pulled out, all the pipes can be played at once. And the tallest mast on a ship used to be called a skyscraper, which is why we now call the tallest buildings in a city a skyscraper. A square meal is a full and balanced meal, and we call it that because sailors used to nail these wooden squares to the tables to stop the plates from sliding off. Reason why we say that we're feeling blue when we're sad is because...
Yeah, I love it. I love how many of those are maritime.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Very interesting.
Again, with the more money, more dollars, more currency, the current of the water.
Yeah.
The banks of the river.
Yeah.
Money flow, liquidation. what else have we got?
You're going on a roll.
It goes on and on and
you're
on.
You're on a roll.
Yeah. It's and then again, it goes back to the thing where how do you spell it? Because it's a magic spell.
Spelling. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're casting a spell.
What is a mortgage in Latin? Death contract.
I was going to say death sentence. Yeah. In reality.
Death contract.
Death contract.
Mm.
Yes. We all knew now, Mr. Morgan.
What's your favorite marauder in history?
I've got a group. A hip-hop group called the Marauders.
Marauders, sorry. Yeah, all right.
Sorry, boys. There's 11 of us. It's kind of a Wu-Tang kind of situation.
Right. Yeah. Mine were the Vikings.
What about them?
Well, the rape and the pillaging and the...
You like that, do you?
No, it's not so much that.
Not that one.
But look, they were vicious, vicious people. I was thinking a lot about Vikings. How often do you think about Vikings?
Almost every day.
Yeah. What about the Romans?
Yeah, that comes up a lot.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Now, have you got any recommendations, tips? Have you got anything you're watching, Tim? My TV, your TV?
My TV, your TV.
What are you watching, mate?
I'm back to fucking gold ring retrievers.
God, man.
Yeah, I know, but...
Every year, it comes around.
Yeah, it does. Around the same time.
Yeah.
Vicious cycle. But I do love a treasure diggins.
Mm.
Love a treasure diggins.
Did those blokes on the island ever find that... You know, those dudes that 11 seasons in and they keep digging.
Looking for that treasure down that fucking thing, eh?
Yeah, down the hole.
And that every time they reach a new trap. But like, this is the thing about digging and treasures, right? Mm. Is how the fuck? Like, if you dig 100 metres down the ground and there's obviously a structure down there. So the boys have been down there.
Yeah.
Someone's been lowered down there to put it in, right? And really, there's got to be two or three lads.
Yeah, at least right? two or three
in
lads.
In order to get that platform in, the hole had to be wider.
Curse of Oak Island.
Curse of Oak Island, right?
Keep going, yeah.
And so I was digging in a dinner trench over, like a 2x4, 6x8, right? about the depth of a bath, which is about 600.
Yeah, right.
Give or take.
Yeah.
Into solid... The hardest clay I've ever dug in, to the point where I was just like, "Fuck my life!" One of those fucking situations, right? Where like you dig it so narrow because it's just for electrical, so you don't want to go full shovel width. But then you can't when you get down to 400, you can't get the shove in there to pull out scrapping. So you're down there with your hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, I get down to the last couple of scoops, to this fucking... I have to, you know, reiterate, it's solid clay.
Solid.
And I do another little fucking hard jab. Pull out a little fucking 1960s troll doll out of the stink.
This guy?
Not with the hat, but yeah, I chucked a hat on him. That guy came out of the solid clay 600 down.
How?
Well, I think the idea is the further you dig, the back in time more likely you're going to find a treasure. Because you're all about that marble hashtag bottle life.
I find lots of marbles in bottles, yes.
Even with the fence post trenches.
Mate, I've stopped collecting marbles. I just see them all the time and I'm like, ah, fucking.
Yeah, so this is the thing. I stopped taking photos of 666 because it's just fucking too much of it everywhere. But
people were actually saying, is Tim a Satanist? Like, because you were fucking like, and the Cuzzy Bros has gone, Cuzzy, I don't think you should be messing around with that 666 shit.
And
you?
I said, fuck you. Let's look at people. Curse you. Look at that. Look at it. Troll Dog.
That's amazing.
Right. And then I thought, fuck, man, if this was in 1,000 years, he's still going to be true to form.
He hasn't aged a day. I mean, he's got a little bit of brown on him, but
I couldn't scrub it off. It's stained his skin for good. I was thinking of dipping him in coke and saying that.
He's happy to be out of the hole.
Yeah, he's happy to be in the hole. Look at his grin. But then I was thinking like, clearly he's a homunculus, right?
Mm.
And if, let's just say, society dies and crumbles on the surface, we're still going to have like troll dolls underneath in the guts of the earth, and they're going to go, "What is this? It's going to be in the bloody in the Louvre,
in the Smithsonian."
Smithsonian is the guy, and Lord Sandwich.
What's the clay? You build it out of clay, a human out of clay. What's that?
That's the homunculus.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. That's why I said it.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's like your form. It's bringing life to a thing. It's like if you create life in order to do your bidding, he becomes a little fucking minion for you.
Like a Frankenstein.
So the minions are a homunculus.
Right.
The,
made out of clay.
The Pinocchio is a homunculus.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
where he builds him and then he does the incantation and turns him into a real boy with an expanding erect nose.
Yeah.
For reasons untold.
How do you... It's either lightning... Story. Isn't it lightning, like, will start the homunculus, or is it jizz?
Yeah, well, I don't know. We better.
Do you have to jizz on it to make it like.
Well, I'll call the NGV and I'll get back to you on that one. But yeah, what amazing treasure! What's? I kind of know because you've told me in the past. But why don't you just shed some light on some of the amazing treasures that you've uncovered? Because I know there was that. Didn't you come across? Because you're all about the marbles, and then once you came across a bloody bowling ball,
came across a bowling ball doing the bathroom demo, and right deep in the guts under the house was this bloody beautiful 1950s green bloody bowling
ball. Had to be put there, right? Or when the boys are doing the floors, they saw it and just went, ah, fuck it, I'm not picking that up.
Yeah. Or the wife's gone, I'm so sick of bowling day. I'm sick of this. I'm going to hide all these
bowling balls. Honey, where's my bowling ball?
Don't know, love.
Don't know. Why don't you just have a shower? You know?
I've come across, lots of milk bottles, marbles. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Never come up with any
anything
treasure.
In the bottles?
No.
Marble in the bottle?
Nah.
Wasn't that a classic standard?
Oh, that's the old lemonade bottles. Yeah, they used to have a little marble up the top, so you...
A regulator, like what they do to your scotch now.
Yeah. It's communist scotch.
Is it?
Yeah.
So that when you pour when it doesn't actually come out.
Yeah. I like freedom scotch.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't... It's just a clear, like, you can pour as much as you want whenever you want.
Yeah.
I don't like them sort of, like, regulating how much scotch I want.
Yeah, telling you that there's a fucking scotch tax on your fucking 3 quarts. Of a shot, yeah. It's this world we live in. But you going back? What are you watching?
Well, I tell you, this is gonna like blow your little face away because it doesn't sound like Jezbot and Cassie's like steez, you know.
Yeah.
I'm glad he was on Netflix. And I'm like, fucking all these documentaries, and I'm leaving a whole genre of potential content on the table, you know what I'm saying? And so I went, this F1, you know, F1 show? Have you seen like, F1, the racing car drivers?
Yeah.
And I went, oh, fucking no. Put an episode on, right?
Yeah.
I watched the preview and I went, oh, this looks all right.
Yeah.
It's been going for 6 seasons and I...
6 seasons?
6 seasons. And never knew. So I watched the latest season and it's all about the F1, you know, circuit. You know, you got your what's it called over there? Patterson Lakes,
Albert Park, yeah.
But what I came to realize after watching it is, like, I never understood why people liked it or just watching the cars go around and around and around and around.
Yeah.
But when you delve into it a little bit more, you go, oh my God, this is a full soap opera. It's like science. It's like, you know, balls to the wall. It's amazing how they're going so fucking fast.
Yeah.
Like they're going so fast.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, it's dramas. It's, you know, swapping teams and my car's not as good as his and I'm, you know, we're supposed to be doing this as a team and why is his car better than mine and all this, all this drama. And it's just sick, man. Like, they crash at high speeds. And then they go, oh, me front tail is out or whatever.
Front tail?
Fuck it, I don't know.
Front tail
my nose cone's out.
Yeah.
So you go, better pull in, boys. Pull into the pit stops.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. You've seen it. It's like fucking new car, man.
Yeah.
New car, petrol, tires.
This is what we need.
Fucking wipe the screen.
Yeah.
And then so we watched 2 seasons of that, just going, oh my God, put another one on.
Yeah. Just getting the speed wobbles.
And then I, there's another documentary about Ayrton Senna. Ayrton Senna.
Who is he?
Senna. He was the fastest driver, best driver.
Okay.
He's the best.
With a bullet.
With a bullet. And spoiler alert.
Yeah, please spoil it.
He fucking dies.
Okay.
Like,
he evaporates, becomes one with the road.
He went through fucking time, man.
Okay,
he was going. This dude was in the wet. He was driving so fucking fast, guys. Like, he was at one stage, not even in the wet. He was driving so fast this one mish that he lapped his teammate who was coming in second. Lapped him, so he's lapped everyone and lapped his teammate. So he's like fucking 35 seconds ahead of the second guy.
A lap ahead.
And they're going, slow down.
I've got to win.
And he's in time. He goes through time. No, he fucking crashes.
Oh, he does.
He crashes. Oh, no, that was just a crash.
Okay.
And they're all going, fuck, man, like you're a lap ahead. Just slow down. But he's in tunnel vision, man. He can't. He's just fucking.
Got to get there.
He's like Animatrix, you know, where the guy runs so fast that he runs through the Matrix.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Breaks through the Matrix. Yeah. He was full on, man. He's full on. So when he dies, right, he's in a new car and the Williams racing team.
Uh-oh.
And he's been racing for ages, but it's a new car and the cockpit is so tight that when he's doing his steering wheels and he's going around corners at 250 k's an hour, his hands are rubbing against the sides of the cockpit.
Ah,
and so he constantly has these like
scabs
and wounds that can never heal because he's just doing like fucking 400 k an hour. Anyway, so this race is happening. The track is bupkis, right? It's no good.
Okay.
You know, no, not a lot of safety and
hay bales at each corner.
And pretty much. And that year they'd made a new rule to go, driver assist electronics, like to help you like stay on the road and not fucking die. We're going, we're getting rid of that. We're getting rid of that this year.
So
the start of that race in the practice, one guy has a fucking spectacular crash, almost dies.
Yeah.
2 days later, a guy dies on the track. And then they're all going, fuck, we don't want to go out there. We don't want to race. Nah, you're racing.
Yeah, go out there, boys. Go out there, boys. Yeah.
He goes out there. He's coming up on this fucking hairpin turn or whatever. And his car just stopped working. So he's going 330 k's an hour.
Straight. Towards the corner.
Yeah. And then just everything failed. And he fucking slams into the wall.
Isn't that how fucking our boy, one of our guys.
Brock. Is that how he died?
I think so. Yeah.
So they killed him.
Yeah, sure.
The track killed him. The car killed him.
Mm.
34.
He was 34.
34, already world
fastest
champion.
Man on earth.
Fast.
The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they killed him.
I just don't know. Like, have you ever been go-karting?
Yes. Vanessa.
It's so painful.
Yeah, Vanessa did it. She came back with bruises on her back, but she came third. She got a trophy.
I came dead last.
Is it?
Because my back is sitting there and my lower back was so fucking like compressed and shit.
Yeah.
But I just, even in a go-kart with limited speeds, it's peaky.
Yeah, gotcha. I see where you're going with this.
And these guys are just
tearing through time, space and time.
So I reckon next one I'm going to watch Schumacher.
Yeah.
He's another driver.
Okay.
So basically what I'm saying is I've left a whole genre.
How do you feel about NASCAR?
Not so much NASCAR. Because it's just round and round and round and round.
Yeah,
round,
I know, round. But you'd...
Lots of crashes.
I think you'd like it.
I might.
I think you'd like it.
I might.
Because those dudes, those tracks go right up. When they really get going, they're fucking going sideways.
So it's just basically left, isn't it?
Left is the main thing. It's like our roller skate, and the DJ gets on and goes, "Okay, boys, go the other way. NASCAR reverse."
Yeah, so like I've left all this content on the table, and I went, "Wow, sports content, good docos." I went, here's one about baseball."
Yeah,
and
it was
the New York Yankees versus the Red Sox. Who they cannot win. The Red Sox cannot win.
Yeah, and this, notoriously
this
bad.
Is a three piece feed. On how they eventually beat the New York Yankees after 86 years or something.
Yeah, right.
And when it's explained, when you're watching these sports shows and you find out the finer details of like how it actually all comes together, you're going, fuck me dead, there is a lot in this.
Yeah,
it's not just throwing a ball, Tim.
Red Sox originally the Indians?
No.
So did they have Red Sox?
Yeah.
They didn't have White Sox?
I think there is a White Sox and a Red Sox.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay. I'm not, Cowboys and Indians.
Good times, though.
Good times. Good times.
Lots to watch.
Yeah. So, yeah, that opens up a whole new algorithm for you.
Yeah, that's right.
But I find the algorithm pushes your old stuff out. So I spend a lot of time going, what was I watching? What was I watching?
Yes.
I always get enticed by the gold guys. He's a nugget picker. And the other thing I got onto was opal mining.
Oh, sure.
And then Vanessa said, would you ever consider doing a mish where we go out in the wilderness and go to an opal mine?
You go to Cooper Poody.
Yeah, we go up to Cooper Poody and then have a bit of a diggo because there's a couple of open mines.
And whoever
wants to have a squidge can dig to your heart's content.
Huh.
So you watch the content and you go, you look out for what minerals are around it and what soil's going to do and how it performs. You pick your space and you have a diggo, right? But these dudes are pulling out like just crazy opals and they refer to some of the opals as crumpets. There's ears because it's a thin thing. So they're after big crumpets.
A vein of crumpet. It's not bad.
Yeah, I've got some good crumpets over here.
Yeah.
So I'm learning lingos.
Well, have you... Okay, so there's digging type of prospecting. What about the swimming? Have you seen the guys in the creeks in Tasmania?
Yeah, I do look at that. Those Tassie boys.
You get your wetsuit on and you just basically... What do they call it? Skylarking?
Yeah, something like that. Something like... Skeving, skivvy.
I think it's skylarking, maybe.
Mud raking?
Maybe.
No, mud raking is something else. Have you seen that?
Yes, but let me just get to the point. They get a lot of gold.
Yeah.
And it's just like little chunkers. But that makes a lot of chunks.
Yeah, and then at the end of it, you're going, fuck, that weekend of hiking and spelunking was 10 grand.
Yeah.
So it's worth it.
Well, an ounce of gold is like 4 grand or something.
But they do hike till their bloody heart's content to get to the spot.
Tama, you wouldn't go hiking if you had that gold fever.
I think I've got it. But I think what I've got is the beach. Because I traditionally don't like the beach.
Neither do I. But if we had
something to do other than digging and creating shade and creating couches and like an environment to sit in to look in the shade, if there was a way we could just while we go spelunking while the kids have a little splash and play, swim a din dong doo da, and then we come back. Got a ring, mate.
Yeah,
because I know
it rings up
based on the troll doll theory in the clay. I'd be happy pulling out a fucking 50 cal, right?
Oh, yeah,
50 cal bullet. You know what I mean? Like I feel like any treasure in the bucket's a good treasure. I don't care if it's glass, marbles, troll dolls, opals, crumpets,
bottle caps,
splunkers, bottle caps. I'm happy to just go
a whole bunch of.
How amazing is that? In this very spot that I was standing at this very moment, here is a vape. How did this vape get 10 foot down?
Well, I love it. The guys. Yeah, they lose a ring, and they go, "I'm going back." I'm going to go look for it.
Florida. I'm sure it's on your algorithm. The guy that goes into Florida and he goes and finds it. But
and I like this the fantastical stories where I lost my wedding ring. 5 years later, we went back and fucking. Well, found
here's the
it.
Good thing about those treasure stories is there's always a cool story, and the cool story is how I lost it, where I lost it. Then I found a guy to find it. He went out there, and at the last minute, when he's had one bar of battery left on his thing and the tide's coming in, he has one more fucking dig, and he gets it, right? He gets it
just
in.
Just one more scoop, mate.
Or he's on his way back, and he hasn't turned his machine off, and it goes beep, beep, beep. Yeah. Or somebody comes over and talks to you, and then they walk off, so you scan the area you're standing, and then there's gold in them dark sands.
Yeah, but it turns out that person was actually a ghost, and no one.
Oh yeah, I like that. That's a twist. Like, and then I'm onto paranormal. Onto paranormal algorithms.
Out the back of your backyard, and I was speaking to Gold Gary.
Gold Gary.
Gold Gary.
Tell him Large Marge sent you.
He died 50 years ago. Wow. Wow.
Because I want to spelunk. And I was telling Sean enough about it. He goes, "Well, you know what? If anybody's going to find a fucking platinum diamond, double diamond ring, double diamond down, it's going to be you, Taco."
Well,
because I'm a bit of a tin ass. But then I think the cesspool of life, which is marketplace, and I've turned marketplace on its dick and made it ching 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 cash in.
That's cheaper than going to the beach with a metal detector. Sure is.
And in 2 days, I made $1,100.
Selling
shit from this crawl space, right?
It's weird.
Just the crawl space shit.
Who is buying all this shit?
Well, I put a bloody, a beat-making machine, which I had in there for 15 years. Never used it, never even plugged it in, didn't even overpower it up. I just was getting something else out. It spelunked down, and I went, oh, fucking is
this is old Gary.
This thing's avant-garde. So I went, did research in Japan, like brand spanking new in a box. It's 300.
Hey.
Over here, they had loose. It was $100. I'm like, split the difference. So try for 250 soaking wet.
Yeah.
Put it up there for 250. And I just went, okay. And post. And I went,
because it's a fucking every cunt a beat maker.
Because it's a vintage, right? it's my vintage.
But worthless to you?
Yeah. I never plugged it in, never used it. Because I use computers and shit like that, and I really don't care for the limitations of a single unit thing. You know what I mean? People like it to add it to their collection. Because people like Ronzi, who's a gear collector. Yeah. He likes the gear.
Yeah.
What can it do? Use it to its full capacity.
It's an old
it's a piece of
synth.
Shit.
What are those techno?
Yeah, like 808, 303, 101,
100.
Yeah, and
you're trying to clear out, so you don't need that shit.
Yeah, but I'll take on stuff and hold it for 10 years and go, right, now it's past what its capabilities are, and now it's in vintage mode. I'll sell it. But because I got so much response for this thing, I went, oh, fuck. I got the greedies. And I got the gold bug. Yeah. You know, like if you found a flick of gold.
Oh, you're looking all, you're in.
How are you ever going to leave?
No, I'll just stop now.
I don't understand. When does the orgy end? Do you know what I mean? So you're in there and you're digging away. when do you say, all right, I think I've got all the gold in this spot? Do you go back to that spot now because it yielded?
It's like fishing, isn't it? Like you've got your fishing hole, spot. But you always go back to
gold,
the spot.
Don't I have to wait a million and billion years or some shit for the gold to deposit in that exact spot at that exact time?
I'm no prospector, I'll tell you that much.
And you gotta.
What else did you sell?
Oh, so I sold that. And then sold Audrey's school uniform, which she pretty much never fucking wore. She wore one item out of it. And one of the items was a blazer, which still has its tags on it.
I never saw her wear a blazer.
No one did because no one did, right? And then so I'm like, well, this thing's fucking brand new.
Mint.
It's mint condition. Maybe I should sell it back to PSW.
All right. What's
PSW? That's the place that sell of uniforms, right?
Yeah. Context clues.
A fish, because you got to get the official gear with the embroidered fucking logos on it. You can't just go get fucking Anko shirts from Kmart, which is what they don't want everyone to do. So I get there. Am I boring you? And they've discontinued the blazer. And they won't buy it back. And no one wants it because no one was wearing it. And so I didn't need to buy it. And she never wore it, and now I'm stuck with it.
Just like all these school books that no one read or no one.
But there was a cool 500 in the rest of the uniform, all the bits and the pieces.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
five hundred more than
her education.
What $500 for a uniform?
Yeah, well, that's for an entire career. You get the correct size, and it's pretty much what did you? Can you ever remember going, Mom? I need a new school jumper.
Yeah, all the fucking time.
Okay, right. Yeah,
because
right.
I was growing, and all my shit was all your leftover shit that was left over from Drew, that was left over from Mick, that was left over from Steve.
Yeah, gotcha.
My undies, fifth generation.
Yeah, right.
You know,
so these brand new undies only have two leg holes. What? I'm used to.
At least seven.
And
he's just checking the time there.
Yeah, we've got 7 minutes.
Okay,
to the hour.
We try to keep it like profesh. You
don't want too much.
No.
It gets fucking boring. You have to listen to it.
I don't
in
have
two,
that much to say.
No, you got to listen to it in two hits. It's fucking boring. But yeah, so made pretty dollar there. And then sold Apple TV box.
That little fire stick or whatever.
That's not a fire stick. It's like a fucking box you put in. Like, I can't... Because we got Apple TV recently. Ugh. This is the new scam. You get it? Because we wanted to watch Severance.
Oh, yeah.
And we thought, let's just get the freebie.
Yeah.
And watch Severance and then fucking sever the fucking...
Severance off
the fucking... the app. And then so we get it. And they give you Severance for free. That's great. They give you Silo for free, which is pretty good. Yeah, watch the latest season. It's very good.
Yeah, not yet.
Okay, it's pretty good.
Okay.
And everything else is like $14.99, $12.
Yeah.
Like, what am I paying my subscription for?
Yeah. I'll go to my Amazon subscription, right? Prime Video.
Hate it.
Oh, it's the worst. And you go, you just scroll down for a little minute. See all these little yellow bars? This is like free trial or you have to buy.
Yeah, right. So, it's the same thing.
So Yellowstone, you got to buy. House of Dragons, you got to buy. The Last of Us, you got to buy. Chernobyl, you got to buy.
You mean the only ones you want to watch?
June, you got to buy.
June. Warrior,
Hero, Xena.
June.
Xena, the Warrior Princess, right? 1990 vehicle. You got to pay for it. You got to buy it.
Why?
Because
nostalgia.
Oh, mate.
That's the nostalgia tax.
It's just like constant scrolling.
See, fuck these fucking dudes.
Hey, look, do you want to just wrap it up with my notes?
Are you going to chew through your notes?
Chew through my notes.
Okay, this is Jezbot's chew through the notes.
No, actually, I'll end on a story.
Yeah, okay.
That. It's something that happened to us the other. Oh, did I already say this? Cassie was in the bathroom. Right,
and she got locked in. I've heard it.
Did I tell you? Did I tell him?
I think he's told the pod.
Ah, fuck.
Anyway,
I had
episode.
To keep the door open. Everyone knows.
Okay, so I've got a big question for you.
Okay,
how would you Instagram? Have you seen Instagram? Have you heard about this?
I've heard about Instagram.
Okay, cool. So they have this little thing every once in a while with like hideously old, ugly chicks that are brilliant at makeup, And they go from ugly, and you see them putting it on.
False advertising.
Yeah, and then they do themselves up to look like, like...
hot.
Well, I was going to say Thailand transsexuals. So hot is what I'm talking about. Yeah. And they do themselves up. They look all glamorous, flousy.
Mm.
And then so you borrow a drink... take her home.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't want to get makeup on the old pillow.
Yeah.
So
because her face will be down.
Well, so she turns down the lights. It's nice and dark. She goes into the bathroom, takes off her face, like quite literally, fucking peels off about 10 inches of latex and fucking whatever she had to do to perk up her cheeks, takes the pegs off out the back of the neck to fucking stop the gobble. All the business takes off the fucking wig.
Fake teeth come out.
Lights go off. You have a glamorous night of sensual intimate exchange, and then you wake up in the morning, and it's her nana. Yeah, it's the chick's nana is lying next to you.
Yeah.
What's the protocol? What's the protocol there?
You.
And I mean, from both sides, is she supposed to say, by the way, I'm very good at makeup?
Yeah, I think it's like you leave, you never, like a one night stand, Tim, I mean, you leave.
Oh, he leaves?
You leave.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't matter. The makeup looks good. Your dick doesn't know any difference. Yeah. And then you just leave.
Okay. Yeah.
Never see her again.
Yeah, okay.
Nah, but you're thinking, this chick was hot.
She's great. She's a keeper. She's a keeper. This is exactly what I was looking for.
I think it's got to be up on the app. It's got to say, look.
Look.
Look, I'm a 4 soaking wet, but when you see me, I'll be at least a 7.
Or 11. Yeah. 7-11.
7-11.
7 to 11.
I don't know.
Open all hours.
If men have to, tell you how tall they are on the apps, on the dating apps,
yeah,
I want to know,
yeah,
how fucking ugly your skin is,
yeah,
or
yeah,
how fat you are,
yeah, okay,
or if you've got bad breath,
yeah, that's a big one. That is a big one.
Yeah, little boxes. There you go. Bad breath. I snore.
Snoring's a big one.
I.
Bad conversationalist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Minimal interest level small talk. So small talk has a subcategory.
So not yes.
Interesting, questionable, irritating.
I'm not a yes and type of person. I'm a no but.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's
what
the conversation's going to be the whole night.
Nah, but. My uncle is a scientist and he said.
Yeah, but nah. That
he said that it's safe and effective. false advertising.
All right, exit through the gift shop.
Yeah. Just quick question on the face maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about? Because I've seen the dudes get these like.
He's talking about my beard.
Get proper cuts.
I have,
and he squared it off.
Yeah,
and it looks good.
Yeah.
Right. But what also looked good was the old hit him with the Ned Kelly, short on top, party on chin.
Yeah,
chin party. Right.
Yeah.
Where it's big old
bushy beard,
big old fucking bank robbing beard.
Yeah.
With an elegant job interview topsy. Right, because the only reason why I bring it up is because you did your wedding anniversary, and it was like skin.
I was clean shaven from
soup to nuts.
Yeah,
I'd say.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, you don't want to lose the beard because then you lose your power.
Yeah,
right. The beard then you lose the women.
The beard stays.
Yeah, everybody. But like, what about the short back and sides accompanied with a squared off beard?
I would. How do you feel about that? Last year I did go to the barber, Tony Barber. Maybe thrice times.
Shit, Tony, trying to catch a break. Shit.
And it does feel good to have it all shorn properly. But I got myself one of those manscape.
Yeah.
For Chrissy, and I haven't quite figured out how to use it properly yet.
Yeah,
so
right.
Just fucking not shaving.
Yeah, because this dude was going on this like pure blonde, like the lower setting, like skin trim,
stubble,
like what do you call it, romper stomper mode.
Yeah,
and then he was getting his beard down like this, and then he was going zip straight in towards the neck and squaring it off, right, and then bringing it in, and then bringing this down, and then like trimming the cheek down, and then like it looked good.
Yeah, it looks great.
Like a massive difference, which is another videos I've been watching, Tony Barber's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of Tony Barber's. Which is good.
Man, we've got too much time on our hands.
Too much algorithm. But, yeah.
I'll have a shave for next time, okay?
No, it's not that. I just thought the only other beards I've been...
I think you're jealous because you can't grow a beard.
I'm not going to grow one. I'm just not going to do
it. Just keep shaving.
No, but it fucking like it gets to... I can't get past
the itchy stuff.
Can't get past the part.
It doesn't last that long.
Yeah, but then I see that, you know, the dudes that do the lawns, zip, 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 in fast forward,
yeah,
which is what I mostly watch when I'm sleeping. And some of those kids have, like, it's a one-time beard. When they were able to grow hair, they grow it that once, and it's all, like, thin and wiry. Those dudes don't deserve to have beards.
Well, they need to do more maintenance.
They don't deserve it.
The more you cut.
There's too much air in between the strands.
I know, it's patchy.
I can't see. I don't want to see chin line.
No.
Through.
The beard's supposed to hide the chin line.
That's right. And then, like, if it's big and it's long.
So if you're going to punch me in the street, right?
I wouldn't know where to. I don't know where my chin is.
You'd miss all the time because you're just hitting beard.
Yeah.
Just hitting beard.
And then in those slap comps.
Fuck yeah.
Is it an advantage to have a beard? Mm. Are you going to like, you know, you see it and their face go. They wobble about, right, when they get slapped. And they do the slow-mo.
That's great.
If you got a beardo, are you going to get 15% less slap?
I think clap? A little bit of this, it's not going to do too much, but a little bit of the sting. Like if you've got.
That's fucking brutal, that sport.
It is brutal.
Brutal. So you're in Street Fighter mode.
Yeah, look, I'll just say with the beard for everyone that can't grow a beard is you gotta be diligent, you gotta be onto it. So you're like, you grow it, then you shave it, and then you grow it and you shave it, and it gets thicker and thicker and thicker. Like technically speaking, I should not have a beard like this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Because of society or?
Well, just because of all our brothers can't grow beards.
Yeah, right.
Drew can't grow a beard to fucking save his life. Mick's got nothing going on.
Drew's got one of those grass cutter beards.
Look, I've been blessed. What can I say? Oh, and when we're at that, after we left you at the Avant-Garde, we were walked across the street, and this sort of like junky homeless man, like he was coming this way, I was going that way, and then he was much shorter than I, but then when he looked up, and he was looking straight into my beard, and he's like, "That is a magnificent beard."
Yes, magnificent is the word. He gets it.
And I was going, I felt really good. I was like, dudes don't do this enough. I think there should be, guys should be going around complimenting other guys, going, "Nice shirt, man. Geez, I like that watch. Look at your beard."
Yeah, but then there's, then
it's kind of gay.
It's gay. It's gay.
It's gay.
It's like, wow, your dick is bigger than mine.
Jeez, your dick's big.
Yeah, at the urinal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's where the observation was cut off originally. Yes, we're wrapping it up.
Make sure it's recorded.
Just, that's where it got cut off because somebody said, not enough people compliment each other's penis. And somebody tried it out at the pub. Yeah. And then from then on, no man shall speak of another man's penis from forever. Amen. No.
Yes. Amen. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Man.
Yeah, so there you go. So,
very good.
Just, yeah, keep your penis opinions to yourself.
Keep your wits about you.
It's mine, and I'll wash it for as long as I like.
Genius. Well,
don't turn on the light.
Thanks for listening.
Also with you.
Yeah, it's been good, Tim. What's on for tonight, mate? You going to go?
Yeah, going to go play a Y2K party where it's all the hits. If you can say there is hits of the 2000s and beyond.
No, I heard the set's pretty bloody dope.
So basically what they say is just don't fucking play Golden Era Boom Bap because the kids, it's like playing Elvis.
Boom Bap, the original rap.
Yeah, it's like playing Elvis, and it's the equivalent of, because it was 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Which was in our era, you know, tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree.
If you're Irish.
Come into my parlors.
All right, I'm Jez Bot.
I'm Timmy Tango.
See you later.
Yep, all right. All right.
They hop, they duck, they climb, they go through two at a time.
Yo, jump in the turnstile, jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile,
leap over the turnstile.
Hop over the turnstile, that technique is like a ninja.
Jump in the turnstile.
And it's no small thing.
People have to jump the turnstile.
I definitely know the turnstile.
Jump in
the turnstile.
I definitely can do it once, twice, so I'm do it over again.
Whenever I believe I don't have to do it, but I do it, I get away because
and there was no one there, so I figured it'd be easier to jump the turnstile.
Some I've jumped some fairs in my day.
I definitely jumped the turnstile a few times.
Jumping.
Turnstile instead of just paying the $2.25.
That little technique, I pull the turnstile back. Like that, boom, boom. My upper body is not moving, just my leg.
Jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
The turnstile.